Books and Arts. Book Review. Guns and Race. Double Standard. The Second, by Carol Anderson.
A black man with a gun has been white America's nightmare since before the Republic was founded. Slave uprisings, black soldiers fighting in the country's wars, even African-American motorists, all have spurred fear and violence backed by white supremacist authority. In The Second, a compact yet sweeping history of guns and race in America, Carol Anderson argues that the right to keep and bear arms has never been about an abstract liberty to carry guns. Its primary role has been black exclusion and debasement. The Second Amendment, Ms. Anderson writes, was born in sin. The word slavery never appears in the Constitution. Racism is not explicitly inscribed in the Second Amendment, but, she claims, it was at the heart of the guarantee. When the 55 delegates to the Constitutional Convention, of whom 25 were slave owners, drafted a replacement for the Articles of Confederation in 1787, they knew they needed the assent of Southern states. The amendment, Ms. Anderson says, was a bribe to the South using the control of black people as the payoff. Slave owners, terrified that their suffering property would rise up, could be sure of arming themselves. Other scholars offer more nuanced accounts of the amendment's origins, but there is little question that its well-regulated militia carried a glint of racial dominance. It was buttressed by the Uniform Militia Act of 1792, which required white males aged 18 to 45 to join state militias and buy guns. By contrast, a free black Virginian caught carrying a firearm in 1832 earned 39 lashes. The same punishment applied in Florida and could be enforced by white citizen patrols on the spot. In 1846, Georgia's Supreme Court found that the Second Amendment protected the right of the whole people, old and young, men, women, and boys, to keep and bear arms of every description. But it declined to strike down a law barring any free persons of color from owning them. Several other states had similar prohibitions.